Should we go to the Lord in prayer? Our Father, we thank you for the country you have given to us and the government that you established 240 years ago. Thank you, Lord, for a government that not only allows but plans for a peaceful transition every 4 years. We pray for the president and the vice president and ask that you give them wisdom and strength to govern. We also pray for the cabinet members. Help them to be good stewards of the areas of government they are responsible to watch over. Lord, we especially pray for the Congress and ask that they govern with integrity and that they are willing to set aside their personal interests for the good of the country. We ask for the wisdom and the spirit of justice given to the judges of the nation so they act with honor and the decisions they make are the just and according to the natural laws that you have set up. Please, Lord, watch over Governor Branstad as he moves forward to becoming the ambassador to China. Help him to be a positive influence in the relationship between our countries. We also ask for your guidance for Lieutenant Governor Reynolds as she transitions into an increased responsibility of being governor. Help her to be able to adjust to her new duties and the responsibilities quickly. Lord, we also pray for the state and local leaders. We pray for wisdom for them as they make the daily decisions that affect us and the communities we live in. We especially think of those who are mourning the loss of the slain deputy from Pottawatomie County. Thank you for those who are willing to make the sacrifice to keep us safe. And please bring justice upon his assailant. Please be with the families of those who are struck by this tragedy. And we also ask for your watching over those who have to investigate the tragedy so that they can do their jobs without having lasting effects from what they are required to do. Please help us take heart in your words in Romans 13. Verses 1 and 2, which says, "Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what you have instituted, Lord, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves." We ask this in your name.
I will be praying for the military, and I know many here have served in the military, and all of us have friends and relatives who have been involved in the service, and we do remember in this special time, and so may we pray at this time. Today we pray for those who have served the cause of freedom and justice and peace by serving in uniform. We pray for our veterans, especially for those who still bear the physical, psychological scars of war and their families. We pray for the homeless and jobless veterans, for those who are disabled, those who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder and lack adequate and social services. Bring them justice, healing, and peace. We pray for those on active duty and in the reserves and National Guard, especially those in harm's way, for those serving in Afghanistan, Syria, and other places in the Middle East, for their anxious family and friends waiting at home, for the tens of thousands wounded, bring them your healing and peace. Protect them and bring them safely home, comfort, and keep their friends until the day of reunion. We pray for those who grieve the death of a loved one in military service, especially the families and friends of thousands of service members who have died on the war and terrorism. Comfort them and sustain them with the hope of the resurrection and of peace. We pray for the people of Afghanistan and Syria, Iraq, Iran, and the rest of the Middle East, who also grieve the deaths of thousands of friends and loved ones who live dearly in harm's way and have suffered conscious injuries. We pray for refugees and all those who are seeking a safe haven and a new beginning. Bring them your comfort, justice, and peace. This day, we especially pray for wisdom and discernment in your Spirit's leading for the U.S. policy and the world's response to terrorism. We pray for many struggles and changes taking place in the Middle East countries and throughout the world. Let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an everlasting stream. We pray for the day when the wolf shall lie down with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. They will not hurt nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. And make our prayer, O holy God of love and power, guard those who serve in danger's hour from rock and tempest, fire and foe. Protect them wherever they go. Thus evermore shall rise to thee glad praise from air, land, and sea. Amen.
So I'm here to pray for our media. We're not going to be here all night, I promise. As it says in 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 to 4, where it provides the instruction direction by saying, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all goodliness, godliness, and holiness. This is good and pleases our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. As we think of this, let's come to our Lord in prayer. Excuse me. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, we come to you at this time and we thank you. We thank you for this gift of communication, the ability to connect with one another in so many different ways. And we thank you for the tools and technology available to us today. We live in a world where news and information surrounds us at every turn, at the touch of a button, at the flick of a switch, at the click of our mouse. The definition of media has expanded beyond what many of us are even able to comprehend. We thank you, Father, for this ability that we have, and we have such a wealth of knowledge and information available. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you also for the example and teaching of your Son, Jesus Christ, who modeled and instructed us about the importance of living in a right relationship with you and with one another, demonstrating an unwavering commitment to both thought throughout his life and ministry with the message of restoration and transformation. We also pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, those working in the media would know how best to use the remarkable opportunities that they have. Our Lord and Protector, thank you for those that are followers of you that actually have the gift of writing, of producing, or directing in the areas of journalism and communication. We pray for this entertainment decision makers and content creators who need to understand the impact that they have on our communities and our lives. The values we and our children are exposed to should be full of goodness and truth. We pray that the words and pictures we see would bring healing and hope instead of dread and despair. Lord, as we think about the internet and the availability there, Lord, there are so many avenues that that can take, and we just thank you for those people who are bloggers and that provide inspiration for the way that they live according to your plan. We thank you, Lord, for the access that we have to information. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to use that in the best way possible. We also, Lord, in that expanse of media and communication, we just pray against the corruption and the fraud that are also as prevalent. And Lord, when we think about the television and movies that are available to us, we just ask, Lord, that you would please guide the hearts and minds of those who are working in television or in the movies. We pray that they would strive to entertain in a way that is good and not disturbing. Guide them, protect them, and encourage them in what they are doing. It is through news reports that nations have been moved to bring relief to the suffering, and yet the evening bulletins can also often sicken as they comfort us with the worst of human behavior. So we pray for those who work in the media where they are exposed to this danger. May they know that of your protection. When they are uncovering reality that it repulses, may they find strength. When seeking truth that others strive to keep hidden, may they find resolve. And Lord, we also pray for the music industry, Lord. We know that there are many artists out there that people look up to and see as role models for their lives. We just thank you, Lord, that the Christian music has become more and more popular these days. We thank you for the inspiration that they have provided. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to help their message to grow and their music to become more popular. We ask, Lord, that you would help that to bless not only our lives, but those of our children and our families and those around us. And Lord, We also thank you that we can use tools like cell phones where we can be a society in a world where we are so connected. Help us, though, to avoid making the communication and media our idol. Help us, O God, to share and receive information responsibly, that we may seek fact and not simply sensation, and not be numbered by our 24-hour news culture to the realities behind the bulletins, or not be numbed. And Lord, we also ask, too, for those who thrive in the medium of radio, Lord, we ask that you would give them the ability to choose their topics well. May your guidance be inspired in their lives. And we also ask, too, Lord, that you would help them to remember that as they speak, that their words are gifts and that they may use them wisely. Lord, I ask you to strengthen and direct the will of all who write and shape the coverage of newspapers, television, radio, and magazines. We pray that you would remove those who desire to report anything less than the truth and to be a service to humanity. May you raise up those who are bold to confront evil and injustice, those who reject the half-truths that deceive and the biased words that corrupt. We ask you, Lord, to promote those who will use the power of their words for good and who bring the respect and integrity of character that honors their profession. We pray, Lord, that you would give them wisdom, honesty, and courage, especially to those who seek your face, and to restore a righteous standard of journalism so that truth may prevail through our nation. And Lord, we ask these things not because we are deserving, but because you've told us we can come to your throne with each and every petition that we have. And so in your name alone we pray. Amen.
Please pray with me for business. Gracious Heavenly Father, we bow at your feet tonight to praise your name for the gift of business and employment. Thank you for the capitalist system that you provided and blessed. We thank you for the jobs you provide. Please be with those that are between jobs and are seeking employment. We ask that doors will be open and opportunities be evident. Fulfilling employment is truly a gift from you. We continue to pray for strength in our economy. As we struggle through difficult times, let them draw us closer to you and your grace. Lord, we ask for forgiveness for the times where we've not put in a full effort at work. Help us to shine your light brightly in the workplace. There are ample opportunities to cut corners or take things that are not ours, whether it be a few office supplies or inflating expense reports. Ethics violations are common in the workplace. Help us not to give in to these temptations to defraud a customer or our employers. Make it clear to us when we go astray. Forgive us for these sins. Lord, we seek your assistance to love and respect our coworkers. It is very easy to gossip and speak in an unkind manner. When issues arrive, give us the courage to follow your words in Matthew 18 and address issues face to face. Lord, we ask for prayers for our leaders in business. Guide them to lead with integrity as servant leaders that model Jesus' leadership. Thank you for leaders that are honest and generous. These leaders reflect you in their actions. Today it is common to experience or read about leaders that have been consumed by their overactive egos and tainted by corruption and greed. We pray for your justice in these situations. Help us to forgive and not harbor resentment. Please uphold the Christian leaders you provide. It is not easy to balance the demands of the workplace, the needs and the needs of the employees that work there. Provide your patience, emotional calm, and wisdom to the women and men you have chosen for these roles. Christian business people can have a huge impact on the people they work with and the customers they serve. Let us not take this lightly. And let us strive to do our best daily. We ask, Father, for the resources to open businesses that display your principles. This is true locally in stores like the Habitat for Humanity Restore and nationally at the Cary Christian Center. Globally, we think of business needs in Liberia and other distant lands. Christian businesses can build economies that have a solid foundation in your ways. Heavenly Father, we need your help to not make work our idol. You have blessed many with jobs that are very rewarding. At times, it can be easy to let work be all-consuming as we strive for the next promotion or accomplishment. Help all of us to balance the commitments we have between family, work, and church. Lord, send your Spirit to speak in our hearts and guide our decisions. It is only through your gifts that we have anything. Let us always be thankful to you. Amen.
This next song is not in the gray hymnal. Barb and I found it in the Lift Up Your Hearts, the newer hymnal, and we thought it fit very well for a service such as this one. So let's sing, In an Age of Twisted Values. Yeah, if you want to stand and loosen up your legs again. We
I would like to read first from Proverbs 2, verses 1 through 6. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, Indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand and fear the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. I'm going to pray for education. So let us pray. Father, we pray for our public education systems, for elementary level, high school, college level, institutions to gain knowledge. We pray for a return to Judeo-Christian ethics in what is taught, in behavioral expectations, that they be God-honoring, in values, as it says in Psalm 1, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, but delights in the laws of the Lord. We pray for the institutions of Christian education at the elementary, high school, and college level. Institutions where we can gain wisdom, where we can obtain academic excellence, a biblical worldview, character development, we pray for Christians as education advocates in our legislature, for our Secretary of Education, for the legislation that's being considered for voucher systems. There's pros and cons, but we just pray for your will be done in that area. We pray for safe and nurturing schools. Everything from lockdown drills at the local school to call-outs on college campuses when there's people at risk, people seeking to hurt. We pray for teachers that care, for classrooms conducive to learning, for no bullying advocacy groups in the schools. For excellence, we pray in educators, that they may have educational material understanding so the students can learn, but also teachers with a caring attitude that can mentor their students, that can set examples on how to live and teach responsibility and discipline to their students. We pray for administrators, for effective leadership, for our school boards, for effective policy and goals. We pray for opportunity for students to learn to the level of their abilities through teachers who teach, through student efforts, for students doing their work, through parents that support and encourage those students and encourage their teachers. We pray for our church education system. We thank you for children's Sunday school, for youth groups, that learning from God's word is available, for teachers that are willing to teach. We understand that we are, though, continuing learners for all of our lives, so we pray for the adult education classes, for Bible study groups, that we can continue to learn, we can continue to study. We pray for our church body, that it grows through understanding and knowledge. Paul's prayer in Philippians 1, verse 9 is, and this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. So we pray for our congregation that through the teaching of the church and personal Bible studies, that members of your church body would understand that God has provided every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, from Ephesians 1, verse 3. We also pray with Paul that the people in your church would study God's revealed will in the scriptures, learn how to apply that word to every part of their lives. Ask God to make us doers of the word and not merely hearers. And so we pray with Paul also from Colossians. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, heard of your faith, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Amen.
Let's pray for the church. Jesus, I thank you for Marlon's prayer for this church as well as you continue to do your work among us. Lord, we thank you for the church. We thank you that, Lord, this is your plan. There is no plan B. As you told Peter, upon this rock, I'll build my church and the gates of hell will not stand against it. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing through history, through your body, through your bride. We thank you for the promises, Lord, that you will present your bride, the church, as a spotless bride before God the Father. We thank you that you'll finish in each one of us, in everyone who is a part of the church, you will finish what you've started. We thank you for that. We thank you for that in our own lives as we walk with you, Lord God, that you will finish what you've started. We thank you as a body of believers for the work that you are doing here. We thank you for your Spirit's presence in the church. And we know, Lord, that the church being led by the same Spirit will continue to work more and more towards unity by that same Spirit as you continue to lead and teach us. And so I pray for divisions in the church, whether they be divisions in families, in congregations, in denominations, in cultures. We ask that your Spirit would be about the business of unifying your people. And all the more, Lord, in these times when the church needs to be unified around its central vision and goal. So we pray healing upon divisions. We pray for faithfulness, Lord Jesus, from pulpits. Lord, that myself or others who minister the word of God would not be distracted by things that may seem more appealing, strategies or pragmatic practices, but that we would be about the business, Lord, of proclaiming the good news to the nations, Lord, that we'd be about the business of digging into your word and delivering it faithfully, Lord, because your Spirit works by and with the word of God, teaching and leading, Lord. Might we trust the work that you do through your word. And God, we do pray for the church. We pray for the church in this nation. Lord Jesus, continue to do your work in this nation. We ask that there would be a reformation, a revival, a restoration. Is there so much apathy in this nation, Lord? I pray, Lord, that you would drive out fear from your people in this nation, that we would know you, that we would know what you've said, that we would stand firmly upon those things in the face of anything that we would face. And we know by comparison, Lord, we do face very little. We ask that you would be with the church who faces even the sword, Lord. We think of Christians in Syria, in Egypt, various parts of the Middle East, Lord, who will lose their life for serving you, who will be disowned by parents, rejected by communities. We ask that you would strengthen their faith, Lord Jesus. Strengthen the faith of your church in very difficult places, we do pray. We thank you for the growth of the church, Lord Jesus, in these difficult places and in various corners of the world, that even though we see apathy often in this nation, we thank you for the excitement and joy, Lord, in parts of Asia and Africa, where the church continues to grow. And we know church history ebbs and flows, Lord. By your will, you allow the ebbing and the flowing. But we thank you for the final outcome, Lord, when all the nations will come to you, when the whole earth is filled with the knowledge of God. But we do pray for the church. Lord, I pray for this church, the ministries you've given us to do, that we'd be about the business of fulfilling our mission statement and our objectives. So we, Lord, together sharpen and strengthen each other and minister to the community here. Would you continue to bless the ministries of this church? I pray for those in this church that feel like they're on the sidelines, that don't know how to contribute, don't know what their gifts are maybe. We ask, Lord, that, Lord, you'd help us in leadership to point that out. And if not by that means, that you would show those in the church how you've gifted them for the upbuilding of the body of Christ. Continue your blessing in this place, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the church. And we thank you that you are the good shepherd. You are the one who is leading us to greener pastures. You are the one who will see us safely until the end. And we pray this in your name.
All right, we're going to pray for our families now. Lord, Heavenly Father, you are the perfect example of love. You are all that is right and holy and true. We confess our families have not honored you. We have walked away from your goodwill and have broken our relationship with you and with each other. Forgive us for not seeking you with our whole heart. Forgive us for hurting those in our family you have asked us to love. Lord, we ask for your hand to work in the lives of parents and children so we may hunger for your word, that parents and children will see their need for you and accept you as their Lord and their Savior. Lord, your way is a straight and narrow path. And we have failed to stay on that path, Lord. Please forgive us and help us to return to that path, to seek your will. We ask that you help parents train their children in your ways, O Lord, that parents will show how to love you, to talk to you, and put you first, that we may be faithful as you are faithful to us, and that you may be glorified throughout the generations. Lord, we pray for our children that they will grow in their wisdom of you. May they hear your word, accept your love, and grow in their walk with you. May you help them not to give into peer pressure, but to set an example in their speech, in their actions, their love, their faith, and their purity. Lord, where there are broken relationships, we ask for restoration. Where there is trouble in our family, we ask for your mercy. And where there is pain, we ask for your healing. Please give unity to our families and strengthen our relationships and grow our love for you. As families, we live in your world. Help us to slow down and be the light to our neighbors. Fill us with your spirit so we may spread your love to those in our communities. Lord, we thank you for your word, for your promises, and for your love. Thank you for caring about our needs and listening to our heart's cry. Amen.
Then let's turn to number 591. We're going to sing stanzas 1, 2, and 4 of Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us. Do you remember those first steps of learning the English language? All those hours of sweating over nouns and verbs and how to fit prepositions? And what are gerunds anyway? And what a job it was there to diagram those sentences. Well, of course you don't remember that. You just did it, at least if you grew up with the English language. By age one or two, you were using words that you had heard others say, important words like cookie or I love you. By the time you went off to school, you were stringing nouns and verbs and adverbs and adjectives together like a pro, even if you didn't know the terms for them at that point. I'm suggesting prayer can be something like that. Prayer can become the language of faith that grows on us until we learn what it really is and it becomes part of us. I think that's what the Apostle Paul is talking about in 1 Thessalonians 5. In three short verses, he brings us through the language of faith. He says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I'm just going to focus this evening on that thought of praying continually. We need this kind of instruction in prayer because prayer is not necessarily our native language. The Bible tells us by nature we're sinful people. So maybe our native language sounds more like, give me my way. I want it now. You get out of my way. I deserve better. So maybe learning to pray is something like learning a foreign language. If you've ever done that, you know it's hard work. You spend hours with flashcards trying to learn these words. You study the grammar of how to put those words together in sentences that make sense. And if you're really determined, you might go to the country where that language is spoken and spend weeks or months just conversing with people there. And eventually, if you do it long and hard enough, this second language might become almost like your native language. And you will no longer need to think house, casa, ah. It will just roll off your tongue naturally because that's your language. Prayer is the language of those who are in Christ Jesus, Paul says. Those whose hearts have been shaped by his Spirit and who are building friendship with God. So when we pray continually, we will more and more see this prayer as part of the language of our faith, and we will work at it. We will have to set times for prayer and discipline ourselves to do it. We will make it a point to gather with others to talk about prayer and to do it. We will learn from each other and from Jesus and his Spirit how to pray. I'd like to apply that just for a few minutes by skimming through the acronym for prayer, this acts of prayer, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and then intercession, supplication we'll take together. We will pray continually because we are becoming more deeply aware of how good and great our God is. That's one part of prayer, isn't it? Adoration, praise. Recognizing God for who he truly is. And when you think about it that way, prayer isn't such an odd thing, is it? This is the glorious Creator we are talking about. He makes each new day. He fills us with hope for this life and the new creation when he sets this world right. Second, we pray continually because we are sinners. We confess our sins daily because we haven't escaped them yet. And in fact, maybe the deeper we move into relationship with God, the more deeply we will recognize our sinfulness. So our continual prayer is humble prayer. We come in the name of Jesus, our Savior, trusting that Jesus has opened the way for us to come and find peace in Him. And continual prayer then leads us into thanksgiving. This creating, saving God loves us and He provides for us. And we turn to Him with gratitude every day. Somebody has put it this way: if you face the sun, the shadows are behind you. If you turn away from the sun, the shadows are right there in front of you. So when we look to the Son and His Father, we will see His grace in the brightness of His glory, and the shadows will not overwhelm us. We will see His gifts and respond with gratitude. And continual prayer then leads us into intercession and supplication. That is, when we see needs in our lives or the lives of people or our world around us, we will instinctively turn to prayer. We will pray because what makes us feel helpless is not beyond God's capabilities. And we will pray continually because, as James says, every good and perfect gift comes from our Father in heaven. Sometimes, of course, we wonder if prayer makes any difference, and we resist that attitude that says if we just have enough faith, God will give us what we ask for. Pastor Mark reminded us about that a week and a half ago. I learned a helpful thought from a study on prayer some years back. The author put it this way: something happens when we pray that doesn't happen if we don't pray. You see, we leave it to God to act as He sees fit. We don't try to bind Him to our wishes. But we pray continually because He has told us to. And we pray as God commands us to. Something will happen that wouldn't have happened if we didn't pray. So pray continually. Not because this is how to get what you want, but pray continually because as you do it, you are making this your language of faith. You are praying continually because more and more, every day, every moment, you recognize the praiseworthiness of God. You recognize your sinfulness. You recognize the gifts of God in your life and the needs that we have at all times. So we pray, and we learn the language of faith. Let's pray. Our gracious Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to see life as You see it. Teach us to trust that this world is not just careening down its own path, but is in Your good hands. Teach us to trust that prayer is a meaningful exercise. Teach us to pray with the trust that You listen, that You hear our prayers, and that You are acting, that You are busy in this world, bringing about Your good purposes. And so we have gathered here, Lord, asking that You will hear the prayers we have shared together. May we continue these prayers continually, day by day, in our lives. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Then turn to number 420. We're going to stand and we're going to sing just the first two stanzas of Breathe on Me, Breath of God. of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life. And all God's people said, Amen. Go in peace.